Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk. Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Now, for those who might be expecting TV talk right now, just a heads up, you might have missed the fact that we have set that segment aside for a couple of weeks to allow us to focus on water content and keep on driving the message of water saving, however it can be done and wherever it can be done. So for the next couple of weeks, certainly we'll continue to use this space to focus on solutions, and we invite you to share them with us by sending an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za or an SMS to 31567. You can also find us on the Cape Talk Facebook page and send a message there. If you are doing something that you haven't heard mentioned on air, lots of you have shared great tips, and I think we are past the point of needing to talk about flushing the loos with the recycled shower water and that kind of thing. Hopefully everyone is doing that. But if you've not heard someone mention a really clever tip that you've adopted in your own home or your own business, please do share it with us. And if you are producing or marketing some kind of device that you think might be helpful, you're also welcome to send a pitch to us by email, familiarizing us with it. And if we think it is something that does have merit to share with the audience, we'll happily do so. And today, it's a story that absolutely tickles me. A little bit later on, we'll chat to our water sage, Helen Moffat, for the latest suggestions that have come through on her blog. But first, one that came to us via Facebook, and I actually thought somebody was pulling my leg when I first read the message saying that if your grass is dying, why not paint it green? But paint it green, you actually can. And if your drought, the drought has left your lawn looking absolutely the worst for wear, which I know it has for many, there are solutions out there, albeit temporary ones. If you really can't stand sitting there looking at a brown patch of dead grass, I'm hoping that this product can help you. It's called Lawn Coat, and it is a locally manufactured, specially formulated grass paint for areas with water restrictions. On the line is the founder of the business, Adele Kleinhans. Adele, thank you so much for contacting me, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Pippa. Thanks very much for having me.
I'm sure you must get that a lot. When people ask you what you do and you say, I paint grass, they think that you're teasing, but you're actually not.
Absolutely. But it's been like that since the beginning. I mean, we were on the burger, the front page, 1 week after launching, where everyone had thought that it was a joke that we were actually doing this. So,
okay, so wasn't it April Fool? How long have you actually been doing this, Adele?
December 2016.
Okay. And where did the idea come from? Did you take a look at international technology and say we could do that here? Or was it something that you had to develop from scratch?
Well, we developed it from scratch here, but crazy enough, my ex-business partner had seen a program, a home improvement program, one night on TV. And this was in California, where there is the serious drought.
Yes.
There. And strange enough, they were having a show house, and the grass was brown, and someone came in and sprayed it green. And we tried to order the product from overseas. It just wouldn't come with our post. And so eventually we saw a chemical engineer who was a specialist in ecological matters, and took it forward from there and produce our own product.
Okay, so you did it yourself in the best South African fashion and went, well, if we can't get it, we'll make it for ourselves. Now, what,
absolutely,
without asking you to give away, obviously, the magic formula, tell us what it's made of, what sort of components go into the product.
Okay, well, basically it's all done with organic pigments. So everything that comes out of the ground is what we use. And then at the same time, we've got a root feeder that we've added in. So where you're not going to have your normal fertilizers, we would have minerals and sulfates that we've put in. So everything that is in the product is everything from our earth.
Okay, so it's obviously green in color. You spray it over the lawn to replace the color. Then how long does that last for? And Adele, I guess it depends on how much traffic is passing over that lawn.
That's true, but it lasts about 6 to 8 weeks. But I think what's important is that, you know, it's got a UV protector in. So especially for your school sport fields and that type of thing, to try and help. It's like a sun protector that a person puts on.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually doing it for your grass. So it's got a nice membrane. The grass can still photosynthesize. If it's, I mean, it can rain. You can put grey water on it. It won't wash off. And, but it will last about 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay, so very important that if rain falls, you're not going to spray one day and then whoops, it's decided finally to rain and it washes away your product. I don't want to ask you to give away your magic formula, but was that always part of the long-term vision that this shouldn't just be a temporary visual fix, that this should be something that still leaves the grass underneath it with a chance of surviving the drought, with a little bit of help from that covering?
Yeah, absolutely. That was it. I mean, we saw the product overseas and we read up about it, and when we met with a chemical engineer, we told him these are all the the attributes we want for the product. This is what it needs to be done, because you don't just want, I mean, I don't want to spray paint my grass. I want it to last. I have children. I have pets. I want them to be able to have a lawn to run on. I don't want to just give up.
Okay. I'm glad you mentioned pets, because somebody has already emailed asking, wouldn't this be dangerous if you've got dogs or cats on the property? Is it non-toxic to animals?
Absolutely non-toxic. Babies, everything, even earthworms can eat it.
Okay. I mean, how widely have you distributed it in this country? For example, I'm immediately thinking of my winters for the 20 years that I lived in Joburg and how brown and dry and dreary all that grass was. Would it be suitable to use in that kind of environment with the intense cold that comes with it?
Absolutely. What we're trying to tell everyone as well is that, I mean, we've started in on the Joburg or the Gauteng market, and we have distributors in Durban as well. Essentially, you know, with the frost will be killing the grass. So we've seen Gauteng is a very big market for us in the winter time, where Cape Town will go green again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Lily's just emailed saying, I have several brown patchy areas on my grass from where my dogs have weed. Would this product work to touch up those holes?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay. Adele, let's talk a little bit more about the sort of the practicalities. How do you actually apply this? Can it be done by the lawn owner, or does it have to be done by a professional who comes to do it at your home?
No, you've got a lot of garden services going that route at the moment because they're struggling with the normal mowing of lawns. So they are offering it, but it's a do-it-yourself application. So, I mean, it's available at the nurseries and Bright's hardware stores. You use a normal water pump, you know, the normal garden spray water pump,
yep. Or
poison pump. Just make sure it's clean properly. You mix it with water. It's one part concentrated 4 liters water. And spray it on, and it's dry within 2 to 3 hours.
That quickly. Okay, so dries within 2 to 3 hours and then gives you 6 to 8 weeks of wear before you've got to, then do you have to start all over again, or is it just a top-up spray at that point?
No, it's just a top-up spray. What you'll find is that the little patches of sand in between stays green.
Okay. I'm absolutely fascinated. I mean, somebody's asked me now, 2 hours to dry, what happens if somebody walks in it barefoot in the meantime? Would that that paint stain, and would it be dangerous to the person who'd stepped in it?
No, not at all. Once again, it's totally 100% toxic free, everything organic. So you might have green feet, but it comes off very easily in terms of washing it off your feet. It just doesn't come off the grass easy.
Okay.
So my suggestion is just keep the dogs and the kids and everyone out of there for 2 to 3 hours.
Okay, and then you have a beautiful green lawn once again.
Absolutely.
Adele, let's talk about costs. How much do you need to buy? Obviously, it'll depend on the size of your lawn, but what sort of volumes does it come in, and how much do they cost?
Okay, look, it comes in a 1 liter, 2 liter, 5 liter, and 20 liter. Your 1 liter will cover 25 square meters.
1 liter will cover 25 square meters. Okay, and how much does 1 liter cost?
Retails in the stores for about R129.
Okay, and then I assume there are larger volumes available if you've got a larger lawn.
Yes, you know, the most popular is the 5 liter, which retails for about R450, okay. And that covers 125 square meters. And then you've got the 20 litre that the garden services are using.
Okay.
And essentially, you're looking at about $1,199, and it'll cover 500 square metres.
That is phenomenal. What a story. I mean, how many people is this business supporting now, Adele? And do you envisage that you're going to keep on growing?
Look, I absolutely think that we're going to be growing. It's on right now. It's just myself and one other person, but we have a factory that manufactures for us.
Okay.
So, you know, my work's pretty easy. It's just getting it between the retail stores. So it's pretty basic at the moment. But I do hope for and foresee growth.
Okay. And that factory that is manufacturing, is that also based here in South Africa?
It's in Cape Town.
It's in Cape Town as well. Fantastic. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, somebody SMS'd to say one has to have grass to paint it in the first place. Of course, if you've already lost the lawn, you're a little bit late here, Adele.
Yeah. You know, we try and say spray it early enough. It's like a sunscreen. You want to prevent the grass from dying.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Anything else we should know about the product that we haven't mentioned, Adele?
No, I think we've pretty much covered it.
Okay, so you've got to go into your nurseries or your Brights Hardware store and ask for the product called Lawn Coat, which can be sprayed onto your grass to keep it green. Adele, it really tickled me, the story. I wish you such success, and I hope that it is a business
so that
next time we talk is employing additional people and keeping the garden owners happy through the drought and enabling them to save water and still enjoy a bit of greenery. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks so much, Pippa. Thanks for the opportunity.
Adele Kleinhans, the founder of Lawn Coat. So to the person asking, what sort of coverage would it give? Let me just repeat. She said a 1 litre bottle can cover approximately 25 square metres of lawn, and that will cost you just under 130 rand. A 5 litre bottle will cover 125 metres squared, and that is 450 rand. And there are also bigger volume supplies available for those who are in the garden service industry and obviously need to service multiple lawns. To the person saying, I watched 15 minutes of La La Land and I'd rather watch paint dry. It was so boring. Well, now you can watch the paint dry on the lawn, and it'll only take 2 hours, which is even shorter than the movie, if I recall correctly. I think it is just one of those fantastic stories of somebody who saw a gap, and when they couldn't find a solution, decided to create it for themselves. And that is where entrepreneurs come into their own and start building businesses that go on to create jobs. And let's hope that this is one of those stories. So there we go. The product is called Lawn Coat. The facility itself, their sales facility, they're based in the northern suburbs in Belleville. But please just look for lawncoat.store on the interweb at www.lawncoat.store, or send them an email to sales@lawncoat.co.za. Otherwise, look for them in your local nursery or at the Brights Hardware stores. Good specially formulated grass paint for areas with water restrictions. On the line is the founder of the business, Adele Kleinhans. Adele, thank you so much for contacting me and welcome to the show.
Hi, Pippa. Thanks very much for having me.
I'm sure you must get that a lot. When people ask you what you do and you say, I paint grass, they think that you're teasing, but you're actually not.
It absolutely, but it's been like that since the beginning. I mean, we were on the burger, the front page, 1 week after launching, where everyone had thought that it was a joke that we were actually doing this. So,
okay, so wasn't it April Fool? How long have you actually been doing this, Adele?
December 2016.
Okay, and where did the idea come from? Did you take a look at international technology and say we could do that here, or was it something that you had to develop from scratch?
Well, we developed it from scratch here, but crazy enough, my ex-business partner had seen a home improvement program one night on TV. And this was in California, where there is the serious drought.
Yes.
There. And strange enough, they were having a show house and the grass was brown, and someone came in and sprayed it green. And we tried to order the product from overseas. It just wouldn't come with our post. And so eventually we saw a chemical engineer who was a specialist in ecological matters, and took it forward from there and produce our own product.
Okay, so you did it yourself in the best South African fashion and went, well, if we can't get it, we'll make it for ourselves. Now, without asking you to give away, obviously, the magic formula, tell us what it's made of, what sort of components go into the product.
Okay, well, basically, it's all done with organic pigments. So everything that comes out of the ground is what we use. And then at the same time, we've got a root feeder that we've added in. So where you're not going to have your normal fertilizers, we would have minerals and sulfates that we've put in. So everything that is in the product is everything from our earth.
Okay, so it's obviously green in color. You spray it over the lawn to replace the color. Then how long does that last for? And Adele, I guess it depends on how much traffic is passing over that lawn.
That's true, but it lasts about 6 to 8 weeks. But I think what's important is that, you know, it's got a UV protector in. So especially for your school sport fields and that type of thing, to try and help. It's like a sun protector that a person puts on.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually doing it for your grass. So it's got a nice membrane. The grass can still photosynthesize. It can rain. You can put grey water on it. It won't wash off. And, but it will last about 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay, so very important that if rain falls, you're not going to spray one day and then whoops, it's decided finally to rain and it washes away your product. I don't want to ask you to give away your magic formula, but was that always part of the long-term vision that this shouldn't just be a temporary visual fix, that this should be something that still leaves the grass underneath it with a chance of surviving the drought, with a little bit of help from that covering?
Yeah, absolutely. That was it. I mean, we saw the product overseas and we read up about it. And when we met with a chemical engineer, we told him these are all the attributes we want for the product. This is what it needs to be done. Because you don't just want, I don't want to spray paint my grass. I want it to last. I have children. I have pets. I want them to be able to have a lawn to run on. I don't want to just give up.
Okay. I'm glad you mentioned pets because somebody has already emailed asking, wouldn't this be dangerous if you've got dogs or cats on the property? Is it non-toxic to animals?
Absolutely non-toxic. Babies, everything, even earthworms can eat it.
Okay. I mean, how widely have you distributed it in this country? For example, I'm immediately thinking of my winters for the 20 years that I lived in Joburg and how brown and dry and dreary all that grass was. Would it be suitable to use in that kind of environment with the intense cold that comes with it?
Absolutely. What we're trying to tell everyone as well is that, I mean, we've started in on the Joburg or the Gauteng market, and we have distributors in Durban as well. Essentially, you know, with the frost will be killing the grass. So we've seen Gauteng is a very big market for us in the wintertime, where Cape Town will go green again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Lily's just emailed saying, I have several brown patchy areas on my grass from where my dogs have weed. Would this product work to touch up those holes?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay. Adele, let's talk a little bit more about the sort of the practicalities. How do you actually apply this? Can it be done by the lawn owner, or does it have to be done by a professional who comes to do it at your home?
No, you've got a lot of garden services going that route at the moment because they're struggling with the normal mowing of lawns. So they are offering it, but it's a do-it-yourself application. So, I mean, it's available at the nurseries and Bright's hardware stores. You use a normal water pump, you know, the normal garden spray water pump,
yep.
Or poison pump. Just make sure it's cleaned properly. You mix it with water. It's one part concentrated 4 liters water. And spray it on, and it's dry within 2 to 3 hours.
That quickly. Okay, so dries within 2 to 3 hours and then gives you 6 to 8 weeks of wear before you've got to, then do you have to start all over again, or is it just a top-up spray at that point?
No, it's just a top-up spray. What you'll find is that the little patches of sand in between stays green.
Okay, okay. I'm absolutely fascinated. I mean, somebody's asked me now, 2 hours to dry, what happens if somebody walks in it barefoot in the meantime? Would that that paint stain, and would it be dangerous to the person who'd stepped in it?
No, not at all. Once again, it's totally 100% toxic free, everything organic. So you might have green feet, but it comes off very easily in terms of washing it off your feet. It just doesn't come off the grass easy.
Okay.
So my suggestion is just keep the dogs and the kids and everyone out of there for 2 to 3 hours.
Okay, and then you have a beautiful green lawn once again.
Absolutely.
Adele, let's talk about costs. How much do you need to buy? Obviously, it'll depend on the size of your lawn, but what sort of volumes does it come in, and how much do they cost?
Okay, look, it comes in a 1 liter, 2 liter, 5 liter, and 20 liter. Your 1 liter will cover 25 square meters.
1 liter will cover 25 square meters. Okay, and how much does 1 liter cost?
Retails in the stores for about R129.
Okay, and then I assume there are larger volumes available if you've got a larger lawn.
Yes, you know, the most popular is the 5 liter, which retails for about R450, okay. And that covers 125 square meters. And then you've got the 20 liter that the garden services are using.
Okay.
And essentially, you're looking at about $1,199, and it'll cover 500 square meters.
That is phenomenal. What a story. I mean, how many people is this business supporting now, Adele? And do you envisage that you're going to keep on growing?
Look, I absolutely think that we're going to be growing. It's on right now. It's just myself and one other person, but we have a factory that manufactures for us.
Okay.
So, you know, my work's pretty easy. It's just getting it between the retail stores. So it's pretty basic at the moment. But I do hope for and foresee growth.
Okay. And that factory that is manufacturing, is that also based here in South Africa?
It's in Cape Town.
It's in Cape Town as well. Fantastic. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, somebody SMS'd to say one has to have grass to paint it in the first place. Of course, if you've already lost the lawn, you're a little bit late here, Adele.
Yeah. You know, we try and say spray it early enough. It's like a sunscreen. You want to prevent the grass from dying.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Anything else we should know about the product that we haven't mentioned, Adele?
No, I think we've pretty much covered it.
Okay, so you've got to go into your nurseries or your Bright's hardware store and ask for the product called Lawn Coat, which can be sprayed onto your grass to keep it green. Adele, it really tickled me, the story. I wish you such success, and I hope that it is a business
so
that
much.
Next time we talk is employing additional people and keeping the garden owners happy through the drought and enabling them to save water and still enjoy a bit of greenery. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks so much, Pippa. Thanks for the opportunity.
Adele Kleinhans, the founder of Lawn Coat. So to the person asking, what sort of coverage would it give? Let me just repeat. She said a 1 litre bottle can cover approximately 25 square metres of lawn, and that will cost you just under 130 rand. A 5 litre bottle will cover 125 metres squared, and that is 450 rand. And there are also bigger volume supplies available for those who are in the garden service industry and obviously need to service multiple lawns. To the person saying, I watched 15 minutes of La La Land and I'd rather watch paint dry. It was so boring. Well, now you can watch the paint dry on the lawn and it'll only take 2 hours, which is even shorter than the movie, if I recall correctly. I think it is just one of those fantastic stories of somebody who saw a gap, and when they couldn't find a solution, decided to create it for themselves. And that is where entrepreneurs come into their own and start building businesses that go on to create jobs. And let's hope that this is one of those stories. So there we go. The product is called Lawn Coat. The facility itself, their sales facility, they're based in the northern suburbs in Belleville, but please just look for lawncoat.store on the interweb at www.lawncoat.store, or send them an email to sales@lawncoat.co.za. Otherwise, look for them in your local nursery or at the Brights Hardware stores.
Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk.
Well, listening in on that conversation about literally painting your grass green was our water blogger, Helen Moffat, who's been joining us since the start of February to share with us some of the great, crazy, wacky and wild water saving suggestions that readers have been sharing with her on her blog, helenmoffat.com. Helen, it's great to have you with us. What do you make of the idea of painting the grass green?
Hi, Pippa. Well, I'm very pleased at the can-do attitude, and I said all along that I hoped that this water crisis would lead to new entrepreneurial ideas. But you know me, I think we should all dig up our lawns. But I do appreciate that people are fond of them and that they have children and they have dogs, although my animals don't mind my indigenous ground covers at all. But okay. Sounds like a plan, and okay. good for Adele.
I feel the same way, but that's good to hear your feedback that the animals too can adapt to a garden without a lawn quite easily. I know that your blog this week, you've been taking a closer look at the water footprint of what we eat, Helen, and it's a tale of two cauliflowers that you've shared with us and making us more conscious about not just the water we're using in preparing our food, but the water that was used in bringing that food to the table. Won't you expand a bit for us?
Well, I planted a cauliflower in the spring of October 2016, and it soon grew into this tiny little seedling, grew into this massive, great big plant, and it started producing a head. So I watered it, and to my horror, it took a litre every second day for 2.5 months.
Gosh.
So when I finally cut that cauliflower and stir-fried it with basil pesto, it had taken at least 45 litres of water. And even though a lot of that was duck water from my kitchen sink, it really rubbed my nose in what it takes to grow veggies, especially, and this was my huge mistake, out of season. Mm. The next cauliflower I grew from scratch, I planted in July, and I harvested in September. And I remember planting it and saying, you're on your own. In fact, it had a whole lot of friends. They all died of thirst. It survived, and I said, you're on your own. You've got to manage with grey water from the sink and rainwater only. But it did kind of really bring home to me how much water it takes. And remember that it takes less water to grow veggies than to produce any other kind of food. Mm. So that was a huge shock to me to realize, well, if it took this much to produce one cauliflower, I don't want to think what a cheese sandwich or a burger and chips
or a fillet steak was going to take.
A roast meal with three veg costs in terms of water production. But we have to eat. But I do think it's, and also food is very important to us and to me. It's not just fuel. It's an important way of connecting. So we don't need one more thing to feel guilty about, but I do think we need to be hugely aware that food wastage means throwing away the water that was grown. Mm. So I'm telling people, take your doggy bags to restaurants, save every scrap, scrape every leftover into a little Tupperware. Don't waste the water that went into making your food.
Okay, very, very sage advice, if you'll pardon the pun. Helen, before we have to go, any really wacky and wild water saving tips that crossed your desk in the past week?
Yes.
Desk in the past week?
Yes, my friend, my old school friend is, you can go to her page, Trompy Trolleys. She is repurposing milk crates, wagon wheels and handles so that elderly people can pull their water around when they're harvesting from springs, etc. And that looks really cute, really low-tech, and really, really helpful for the elderly, that instead of having to pick up and carry water containers, and remember that if you're in your 80s, even a 5-litre container or 10-litre container is going to give you grief. A physiotherapist tells me she's seeing a lot of elderly people with arm and shoulder injuries because they've been hauling buckets and hoisting water. This little trolley means that you just pull along like a wagon and it rolls along on its little wheels, and you can go and visit her Facebook page called Trompy Trolleys to have to check it out and give me feedback on it.
Helen Moffat, thanks for sharing the tip with us. And if you want to follow Helen's blog and get more of those clever ideas and really deep reflections on our water consumption, her address is helenmoffat.com, spelled M-O-F-F-E-T-T. And when you get to the landing page, you want to be clicking on the green hat tab to read the water saving blog. Lovely to chat to you again, Helen, and thanks for joining us. That